How was your team handled, you know, the stress of not being home today while Jacksonville's struggling?
Well, I think it's tough. I mean, you know, you think about it all the time, and, you know, the players, and you're trying to just make sure people are communicating, you know, because our number one priority is to make sure that, you know, we're communicating with the families that are back home. Obviously, our prayers are with the people that are, you know, the first responders and going through it, and, you know, it weighs on your mind. And, you know, we talked to the players quite a bit, you know, today. Hey, listen, we know we just played a game. We know there's a lot going on, but make no mistake about it. Our first priority is to make sure that, you know, our families, the people that are with us on the travel party, their families back in Jacksonville are safe, and the people in Jacksonville are safe, because, you know, we get the only access we have is, you know, through the media, and, you know, we see the flooding, we see what's going on, so we just hope that, you know, everyone's safe, and, you know, we really don't know what we're coming back to.
You guys have a logistics team. You know how to travel. You go to London every year. Did that help, and how productive were you able to be today?
You know, I think probably, you know, after the game, you know, I had given a game ball, really, to our operations people. I think that prior to the game, getting everything ready, afterwards, all the what-ifs that can happen and being able to schedule everything out is a challenge. And I think that, you know, not only was our operations people involved in that, but they were also heavily involved in the communication aspect, you know, with our players, if our players' families had any issues, things of that nature. So, you know, they're probably for our football team, you know, we played well the other night, but our operations people probably played better.
Have you talked to Allen? Anyone that knows A-Rob knows he's a top competitor. How's he handling this?
I think it's tough. You know, I was with him yesterday, and, you know, not only that, he's just such a good person. And I think that, again, I think a lot of times no one really knows. You know, they may look at him on the field and go, oh, I'm sure he works hard in the offseason, but I don't know if he's ever had a better offseason. I don't know if he's ever looked better, you know, in my time with him. So, you know, to see a player sustain, you know, that type of injury, it's always difficult. And, you know, our prayers are with him. You know, we're with him. And, again, speedy recovery is in our prayers for him.
Get home tomorrow, get back into your routine?
I think that's, you know, you like to be able to say that, but I think you have to be smart. I think that, you know, we get back there, we're going to want to see a lot of things with our own eyes. I think that, I know, coaching-wise, we're going to try to, you know, get ahead here a little bit while we're together. So the number one thing is to get back home, make sure we see our family, see our property, see whatever we have, and, you know, maybe help a neighbor that needs help, something of that nature. You know, that, to me, has to be done first before we move on to get ready for the Titans.